It kind of doesn't seem like you have control of
have
your
all
room.
the control.
It does not. So Saturday, I mean Sunday. This is a complete non sequitur, but Sunday, would you like to come with me to the Cerritos Mall and get my sunglasses?
Of course.
Okay.
I love
You
that.
say that like I asked you to go to Disneyland.
I like going places with you, and I like them all.
Well, you're going to be somewhat disappointed because it's only Sears Optical.
I like being in the mall.
It's not really in the mall.
Oh.
It's like mall adjacent. It's
Darn. Why'd you tell me the
so.
mall? Why
Well,
do you have to lie to me?
maybe we can talk mommy into going to the mall,
Woohoo.
and we'll put her in one of those wheelchairs, and then we can go look at mall stuff. We're supposed to
Awesome.
get a thunderstorm this weekend, possibly,
Yeah, I heard.
because there's some sort of a hurricane or something. I don't.
Something like
I
that.
think they don't call them hurricanes. I
Typhoon.
think they call them typhoons. I mean,
Oh, sounds
it's
good.
basically the same thing. Tropical something.
Tropical
For some
storm.
reason, it makes me think that because it's Pacific Ocean instead of Atlantic Ocean or Gulf of Mexico, that it's called something else. I know they're called typhoons, like in Asian
Yeah,
countries.
that's what you do.
And I don't know if that's because of the body of water it's on,
Maybe
or
it's just the
because that culture's language just translated it to typhoon instead of. So, I don't know. Something to learn tomorrow. Or not. Maybe just something to ponder over. So, I don't know if it's appropriate to tell you what a Jones I have for this new company. It's the weirdest thing. So you know I like podcasts.
I do.
Yeah. And you listen to one podcast and they say, "Hey, if you like us, then try this other place." And one of them sent me to a podcast called Reply All. And it's a show about the internet. And it's just random stuff about the internet here and there. I think we talked about one of the first episodes where there's an app where you can text somebody, but instead of them getting a text, it actually goes to a random person. That random person shows up and says the thing that you want to say in real life. Like, it sounds really freaky. But
That is really
there's an
freaky.
app like, and this was their very first episode, where they talked about there was a guy who worked, like upstairs at the bookstore, and somebody came in and said, "Hey, somebody's downstairs looking for you." And when he got there was just a random guy, like a pudgy guy with a beard or something, and he said, "Are you so and so?" And he said, "Yeah." And he said, "Hi, it's me, Carly. I just want to let you know that I love you, and I don't know how to tell you." It was like weird, and he said, and it was weird because I like dated a girl named Carly, and I don't know if that's a real name, but she had just moved across the country to, follow her dream with a job, and it was just really weird. And as it turns out, it was this app she sent this guy to come. So I stumbled on that. Somebody says, "Hey, why don't you try this one?" And it's just a bunch of really cool internet stories, different things, and not truly geeky stuff, like the technical stuff, but like. The one I listened to just today was like a bonus episode. They do this feature called Yes, Yes, No. The two co-hosts are internet people, And then their boss, what they've described as their boss, is not. He's not a real internet guy. And every once in a while, I guess he would come into them and have questions. So they've started this new thing called Yes, Yes, No. And Yes, Yes, No is I know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. But this third person, they don't know what we're talking about. And that's the boss. So they so he comes in with a question. Weird Twitter? Weird Twitter? I think it's Weird Twitter. I don't remember. What's the dark net? You know, things like that. And today's question was about Reddit. You heard what happened to Reddit last week?
What?
Like within the last couple weeks, actually. Something happened with one of their show bookers, one of the people that books talent for things like the AMAs and things like that. She was really super duper popular. Everybody liked her, and she got fired a couple weeks ago or something. And nobody will say why. Nobody really knows. There's a bunch of rumors out there, and Reddit as a company didn't really handle it very well, and all of the moderators virtually shut down Reddit, and Reddit, a bunch of the moderators and other people opened like a competing site that's similar, and the CEO of Reddit actually resigned as a result of this in this last week. So they were talking about that, but I digress. So I start listening to this Reply All, and it's cool. And then they start saying, well, if you like our show, then maybe you like this other show called, and this other show is called The Mystery Show, which you would love. Yeah, we've talked about that in the past. So then I keep hearing like this, Gimlet Media is the name of the show. So, of course, I get on the website and I take a look at Gimlet Media, and they've got a third podcast, which was actually the first podcast, and it's called Startup. And Startup goes all the way back to last year, and it's about the creation of the company, Gimlet Media, what they want to do, how they're going to do it, raising of funds, all this other stuff. And I have just been... every ride home, just nonstop, episode after episode after episode. And it's weird because I've already got two podcasts under my belt that they've done. So it's like going back in time and then listening to the creation of this company that I know already exists. But I'm wishing that I would have known about it like back when it first started. And just the whole concept of it, it's weird, like you listen to the podcast Startup, and then you hear the actual podcast that they created, and you hear these personalities, and you hear this level of intellect and knowledge come out that is so impressive. Like it makes me realize how much I value those things. Also points out really, really vividly why I have such a low tolerance for stupidity. because I really appreciate the level of competent knowledge that these people show. So, like I said, don't know if it's appropriate to tell you, but if you're looking for something to spend some idle time with, get yourself a podcast. You can make some idle time. Oh, you're always busy? Is that what you said?
Tomorrow I'm going to be busy.
But I mean, even while you're doing stuff, you know, other stuff, get yourself a podcast. because you're on Samsung, you don't have iTunes, so you have to get a different one. I use Podcast Republic, and it allows you to subscribe to different podcasts, download them, and you can listen to them. You would really like The Mystery Show. Yeah. You would really like it.
Got it.
It's just, it's difficult to explain. You have to listen to it, because it seems like it would be like Sherlock Holmesy, because she solves a mystery, and the deal is she solves a mystery that you can't solve by just Googling it. It takes some legwork, and it takes some investigation, and it takes some, old world kind of skills. But she goes off on these tangents that don't have anything to do with solving the mystery. Like, the solving of the mystery could happen in like 5 minutes, telling the story of the solving of the mystery. And instead, she makes it last like a half hour, an hour, or however long it is, because she meets these people and they end up talking about like random things that don't have anything to do with the mystery, and it's absolutely fascinating. So, I don't know. So now I've taken up all of our time talking about me.
That you have.
Do you have anything worthwhile to add to this relationship?
I really do.
Well, share, please.
This morning, in the first part of class, mm-hmm. we took our boards outside, and we drew some buildings with 2-point and 1-point perspective. Mm. Cool.
Just as an exercise, or was it?
Yeah. And then we came back in, and I worked on my my 2-point perspective. Mm-hmm. Looking good.
Awesome.
After break, we started on a painting.
What kind of paint?
Acrylic.
Okay.
Of like foreground and middle ground and background, and so we chose like a scene, and it's like that big, and we're doing it in black and white.
Ooh.
And so we did that for like the entire second half, and we were supposed to finish, but nobody did, so we're gonna finish it tomorrow.
You're going to school on Saturday?
Oh. You know what I meant. You knew exactly what I meant. That wasn't necessary.
I should have let you.
Monday.
Yeah. I love black and white composition.
Mm-hmm. I think mine looks pretty cool.
What did you draw?
It's a scene with, there's like a river going through it, and it goes to a lake, and there's some big trees, and a bunch of like trees in the background, and some mountains in the background, like some hills.
Wow, there's a lot going on. And a bunch of rocks.
Yeah, it's a picture in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
But we're using a reference picture. It's wild.
Very cool.
Came home. My arm socks were here. We went swimming.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know you were swimming.
I forgot about that. We went swimming, and then I came back, and my arm socks were here.
Mm.
And
when did you swim?
When I got back.
I know, but when? How many times?
3:30.
Oh, okay. Is that when open swim is?
It was today.
Okay.
Changes. Came back at like 5. My tights were here. Started on my arm socks. So difficult.
Maybe you can come up with a different term other than arm socks, because
that's the name of them. That's what they're called. There's nothing else for
really?
Them. Yeah.
Alright. I'll just have to get used to that. Just sounds freaky.
Arm socks.
Yeah.
Socks. Yeah. Arms.
Sounds like spoofy.
I animated something. It was cool.
I saw
fun
that.
Time. You did see that. Good. Yeah, that's about it.
So one of these days you're gonna have to, in addition to all that busy stuff that you can't fit time for a podcast. You're going to have to, what am I going to tell you?
Yeah.
Clean your room's gonna happen tomorrow, I know. No, you have to get to volunteer center of some sort. You
Yes.
gotta get on that because it's already,
I
you
don't
know.
know where. I don't know how to do it.
I thought we've had this conversation. You wanna go to the pound, right? You wanna try the pound, the dog pound? I don't know if it's called the dog pound. Dog pound's a very cartoony thing. Animal control, animal welfare, whatever it is. I mean, you could start there, at least, because it's close. It's like on the same property as the nature center.
Then we try the nature center.
You can also try the nature center and see. That would actually fit with green a lot better.
Well, it doesn't have to be green related.
No, I know. But
I mean, I don't think I'm gonna get kudos points for that.
yeah, they might think you're extra special green cool. But they're not gonna come knocking on your door
I
saying
know. I don't. I need a ride there.
that.
I need people to be able to. Yeah, I know. I need people to be able to
Sure.
do that.
We need to get you a bike.
Yes. True that.
So
Word.
we need to look into that. Mommy wants a bike too. I want a bike too.
Let's all get bikes.
We gotta find a place where they have a
Let's all get
three
unicycles.
for one bike deal.
Good.
That would be awesome. Like if the same people were selling bikes as were selling steaks at Albertsons, then it would be buy one, get two free. That would be awesome.
Mean Haggins.
Yeah. So.
I have a lot that I have to do tomorrow.
All right. Well, then don't sleep until one. How do you do that? You don't stay up until four.
I'm gonna go to work with mommy.
Mommy gets up pretty early, so you
No, she
better.
said that she's gonna sleep in.
Yeah, you know what that means for mommy, right?
Nine.
Maybe even earlier than that.
No, nine's her sleeping.
Yeah, all right. Well, I am not sleeping in. I will be on my second job by 9, so. Unlike the army. I get done more before 8 o'clock than most people get done all day. That's their slogan. Don't look at me like that.
I don't
That's
think
what they say.
that's true.
It is.
I'm gonna get a lot done tomorrow.
Okay. Well, make it happen. I saw something cool today. It was a shadow box that was hanging on the wall, and it was now browned, but I'm sure formerly green. Pieces of fern, no, fir trees, like a Christmas tree, that were sort of glue gunned together on this box in the shape of a tiny little tree, and then it was decorated in the shadow box, like a Christmas tree decorated in the shadow box. Yeah, I thought that was neat. We have to keep that in mind for Christmas decorations this year. That would be cool. That would be a good gift.
That would.
A handmade Christmas tree. I have to figure out a way to keep the. What?
I don't know, I just remembered going to high school.
Yeah.
So every once in a while, I'm just like, wait.
Yeah, you forgot. All right, say a prayer.
Dear God, I pray for a good night's sleep and a good day tomorrow. I'm not dead off the day at work. But you're the guy who was that. You're supposed to have a good day today. Let's have a good day tomorrow. Amen.
Amen. Oh. We got all kinds of interesting stuff down here. Sad to
Sure.
see that it's going to go to the trash tomorrow. No? Okay. I love you.